Madden. Oh man, I miss it.
I do
I
too.
I miss it already.
Yeah.
It's only been a week.
Yeah.
2 weeks?
A couple weeks.
2 weeks.
Yeah.
But I miss it.
I do. I miss it too. And I mean, not only because I reviewed it, I did mention it before, but I reviewed that show. And in great detail. 3,400 words.
Oh my, yeah, your finale that I had to, you know.
You have to pay a lunch.
Said you did. I had to set aside a good chunk of time to read it, but it was very well worth it.
I appreciate that. Yeah, it's I miss Mad Men too. I miss talking our you know, Miles was mentioned in one of his reviews that even the titles of episodes are, that's how good the show is, that even the title of episodes can really cause conversation.
Yeah.
And Tomorrowland was one of those episodes for me. Apparently though, I didn't have the same view as a lot of the other reviewers did. Like, a lot of the other reviewers did a lot of comparison between Faye and
Megan.
Even though, and I don't know if anybody noticed this on IMDb, but Megan was just listed as secretary until Tomorrowland.
I know! And it's so weird. You know, there's a lot of hate for Megan out there.
Is there?
People seem to really hate that character. They think she came out of nowhere. They think that since she's just some floozy mistake that Don is making. But if you look at her, she's been there through the season. She started as the receptionist. She moved on to Don's desk. She was there when Sally came to work. Like, she's been around. And so, yeah, it's a colossal mistake he is making. It's marrying her, but
I think it's understandable.
Exactly, it is.
It's I don't think that she's out of left field. I think that there's a definite progression for her to go from the front office to back into the reception area. I think that this has been something that's coming, especially since Sally came to the office.
Yeah.
You know, Don kind of always assumes that anybody with a vagina can take care of children, but you know, the fact that Sally has really taken to Megan, and that. That, you know, there's that moment, that episode where he had the Beatles tickets, that you thought that maybe Megan was getting the Beatles tickets, and you hope to God that, dude, do the right thing. You just, you know, in your heart of hearts, you're like, come on.
Please, don't take this away from your little girl.
Because that's the good thing about Mad Men, is that anything can happen. Like, you know, what's another show that does that? I'm trying to think of another show that does it, but anything can happen in that show.
There's no moral compass to anyone, and so really, when you're like, that, you, no one would do that. Don Draper probably would.
Right, the Don Draper probably would. And, you know, an audience that keeps an audience on their toes, because, you know, an audience doesn't know what to expect, because, you know, a person could die.
Mm-hmm.
And that could happen. Like, there are stakes to the show. Listen, Chuck, there are stakes to the show.
That's how you create drama and get people to keep coming back.
Is that you're not afraid to pull the trigger on a major plot point that could change the show forever.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I started talking about Mad Men this way, but that's the problem with Chuck, is that Chuck isn't able to pull the trigger or anything. They're kind of scared to pull the trigger because they can never go back.
Mm-hmm.
And, and that's a big thing with Chuck at the beginning of every season. Is they love the reset button. Oh, Chuck loves the reset button.
But see, you can't be afraid to take those risks, because once you make a decision like that, then it forces you to have to work from there, and you can come up with great stuff. Because like that reminds me of the way that Dexter works.
Yeah.
Like killing Rita at the end of season 4, you can't go back from that.
Right.
So where does the show continue? And so far, I think season 5 has been fantastic because of how, you know, he's had to deal with that and being a single father and all of this stuff. It's like when you have to make big decisions like that and you can't look back. You have to let these characters do these things and follow them as it continues.
Right. And, you know, and so shows that are afraid of that, and, I mean, Chuck's the only one that comes to mind for me right now because that, you know, sticks in my head all the time.
Of course.
You know, they stagnate, and people will lose interest. I lose interest. There's no bigger fan of Chuck. I mean, the only episode that I refuse to watch of Chuck is The Honeymooners, and that's the worst episode of television that I think I've seen outside of True Calling and Big Bang Theory.
Ghost Whisperer.
Ghost Whisperer.
Ghost Whisperer.
That's a bad show, too.
Yeah.
That's a real bad show.
That was also CBS, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
See?
It was CBS.
Damn you, CBS.
Yeah, right?